All right, tonight we'll be taking our Bibles and going to the book of Philippians. We won't be going a lot of places because actually we're going to be looking at one verse all night long, well, at least for the next 15 minutes. You might want to look at it beyond that point. You know, a number of, it's been probably last year, I would imagine now, we did a series, I believe, of teachings in the fellowships about certain types of study that we would take on personally to enhance our ability to really see the greatness of God working within our lives and to get greater perspective of the Scriptures. And it was called the Meditative Study of Scripture. It's not a thing that we have created on our own, that language. It's a fairly well known as one of other methods, meditative study of the Scripture. And what that would be is to take, say, a verse, and tonight we're going to take Philippians 4:19, and to break it down pretty much phrase by phrase or word by word, and then begin to get a greater understanding of each individual word, and then understand it maybe more in the context, and then look at some other translations, and then actually from your definitions of the words, you write your own translation. It's really quite fascinating, but it also gives you the opportunity to what we would call ruminate or mull or think about, meditate upon the things of God throughout the day. This is a wonderful verse. You've heard it many times. King James Version says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." I've titled my teaching tonight, "Fill Me Up," or "Fill Me Up." And we go and we start with this word, "but." Now, Vicki did a teaching a while ago, and I think Bob followed up some weeks later or days later, "but God," this one says, "but my God," and the word "but" means in contrast to, in spite of anything. But the interesting thing is that many translations do not use the word "but," they use the word and means it's kind of connecting the previous thoughts of what have already been stated, meaning, moreover, or on top of this. And maybe you'd like to, at some point, go back and read the context of Philippians chapter 4. Obviously, we know that that's where Philippians 4, 6, 7, and 8 are. And also, there's a kind of a dialogue that Paul is talking about where the Philippian believers were supportive of him financially. And he makes reference to that in the context of this particular verse. But it's fascinating to look at that verse and maybe substitute the word "and" instead of the word "but." "But my God." My God, who is that? That's the Father, my Father, your Father, and the Father of all of those who have received the Spirit of God. God is the Father of those that he has fathered, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of logical sense. Mm-hmm. And what he has fathered in those people is the Spirit of God. He's the Father of that. Fascinating that the Greek, actually, which I went to the actual length of printing it out, it's quite interesting because it says, it even personalizes "my God" even more, because what Paul said literally in the Greek, "and the God of me," the God of me, the creator who owns all things. So if we start to think a little broader here, this is about, and God of me. And then it has these words "shall" and the word "supply." Now, the word "shall" means definitely will. There's no doubts. There's no questions about it. It's kind of a command, I think, or some type of word like that. Like, you absolutely shall, you absolutely will. But these words are joined together and it's the word supply. So God shall supply, which means generously, completely. He's going to give it in abundance. He's going to equip or fit out for life. But what I find is really interesting is this word supply is a form of the word pleroo, which in Power for Abundant Living, you remember pletho was filled to overflowing,
yeah,
and pleroo was filled to capacity.
Yeah.
And so what this is actually saying is that God has the capacity as the owner of everything in the universe to cause us to abound and to furnish as much as to need as needed. That's why I titled this teaching, Fill Me Up. Because it's like God shall supply. He's going to fill us up with everything that is needed for the journey in life. But my God shall supply all. Well, I think all we kind of understand in every way and in all things and everything. Everything that's necessary, right? Everything that's necessary, God's going to supply all of your need, that which is required for your sustenance, your fulfillment for this journey in life. Kind of some similarities here, I would think, between this and 2 Timothy 3:17, that the man of God may be furnished, thoroughly furnished unto all good works, completely outfitted, all that is needed. God is able to supply. He's able to fill us up because, you know what? I mean, although we think we own things, we don't really own anything. We're just stewards of those things that God has really blessed us with. You know, we say, well, this is my golf clubs. This is my house. This is my stuff. Well, yeah, in sort of a natural sense way, but if we expand our thinking, we're just stewards of the things that God has really blessed us with. And you can document this very easily in the Old Testament where it says, God is the one who gives people wealth. And then he kind of reminds them, don't forget where you got it once you got it. You know, and say, oh, the power of my hand has gotten me this wealth. And look at me, you know. The more we recognize God as the source of the supply, the humbler we become. But also to open ourselves up to receive the supply that God really wants us to have. So he's going to supply all that need. He's going to provide it. He's going to fill us up. And then it says, according to. You know, literally in the Greek, this means down from. I thought that was fascinating. He's going to supply all your need down from heaven. It's a reference to the standard of and attested to or by. That's what according to means sort of in the dictionary definition. But literally in the Greek, it means down from. According to, down from, it says, his riches and glory. All the exceeding riches and resources that are available unendingly in heaven. How rich is God? God is like, that's not even a proper way to think. God is the creator of wealth. He's the creator of prosperity. He's the creator of everything. See? But it says, down from his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You know, everything that we received by grace. And we received it because of the grace and the love in the work of Jesus Christ. And we received the benefits of all that Christ accomplished on our behalf when we just barely simply believed. I wanted to read this verse in a parallel Greek translations. And it says, and the God of me will fill up all the needs of you according to the riches of him in glory in Christ Jesus. Isn't that fascinating? All those, what was that song the kids used to sing? The prayers go up and the blessings come down.
Yeah.
The prayers go up and the blessings come down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really just simplicity of kind of the flow of life.
Mm-hmm.
The New Living Bible says, and it is he who will supply all your needs from his riches and glory because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. And another one says, you can be sure that God will take care of everything you need. his generosity exceeding even yours in the glory that pours from Jesus. Now, taking all of this information and some of the words that, you know, you're breaking down from this particular verse, which I think is a fascinating way to begin to be more reflective and meditative, because it just expands your understanding. And so throughout the day, really, I thought about these words and this verse, and, you know, God, he just wants to fill me up. He wants to bless me. He wants to take care of me. He's got an abundant supply. And so this is what I wrote in one case. It says, "And my God will fill me up to the full, bringing down from heaven supernaturally the needed resources, for they are a part of my inheritance that I have received through grace and love shown in the sacrificial work of Jesus Christ." Boy, isn't that something? Just and that's kind of my own words of putting together from breaking down these phrases. And finally, I wrote this, and maybe you can see that I've drawn from some of the explanations of the words. "On top of this, my God, the creator of all and owner of all, will fill to the full all that is needed for me to live graciously and abundantly according to or down from the exceeding riches and resources at his disposal, which we are now entitled to as benefactors of the loving and sacrificial work of Jesus Christ. He is blessed to do all of that just for me." Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for your goodness, your grace, Father, and that we can just take so much weight off ourselves by not having to figure it all out. We just keep it here. We just keep hearing it that we just need to stop trying so hard and just give it up. So we just want to surrender it all, Father. We want to lay it down. We know that we're your children, chosen by you, handpicked, chosen gems, and that we can live a life walking in your presence, living in your presence, fellowshipping with you, Father, and casting the cares and the burdens of this dark world off our shoulders, and just be confident that you take care of us as only you can. Thank you for your loving grace, your goodness to us, Father, and your abundant mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.